The annual Steamboat Winter Carnival began yesterday and runs through Sunday in Steamboat Springs.
The carnival is, according to the town, the oldest continuous winter carnival west of the Mississippi. It features events like a donkey jump, a man wrapped in lights with candles in his backpack skiing down Halsen Hill, and kids on skis being pulled down the street by horses. And if all goes as planned, this year, the carnival could also feature a world record-setting firework.
That's right. On Saturday evening, Steamboat Fireworks will make their second attempt at setting the record for the world's largest firework. Tim Borden joins us now with more. He is project manager for Steamboat Fireworks. Tim, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Thank you very much. Happy to be on.
What interested you in setting off the world's largest firework?
You know, that's a question that I must say, Henry, has been asked many times of me. It's not a hard question. I am, along with my team members, have been interested in fireworks for many years. I started when I was in second grade. My father was transferred to Canada, where they had relaxed rules at that time about fireworks, and I kind of got the bug at that point. Since then, I've always been interested. And when you ask about why do something like this, it's a lot of work. There's 2,000 man hours into this one shell, if you add the time we put into the mortar and the rest of it. And we get about 20 seconds of pleasure from this. But if you're a fireworks fan, such as the four of us are, this is all well worth it. And frankly, it's a hobby of mine. I've been assisting the city with fireworks for almost 20 years now. So to have my name, at least for some period of time, on a world record, you know, would give me a lot of pride, as well as my team members, having kind of achieved a goal just as a firework fan. And I must add that all the work that I do in fireworks has all been voluntary. I've never charged or done anything from a commercial point of view. It's all just to better this great town of Steamboat Springs.
I want to talk about that shell. I understand 62 inches, over 5 feet, and it weighs 7 tons. How did you make a firework that big?
Well, let me correct you on one thing. It is 62 inches. To build this thing, we actually put a hole in it after we get the shell initially made. And this is big enough for a person to get inside, which is what we do. And you can see from our video what was done this last year with Jim Woodman being inside the shell. We have had official weight for the Guinness World Records that was recorded on January 30th of 2,797 pounds. Our mortar, which was made up in Washington 2 years ago, is in fact 7 tons, and it's 2 inches thick in steel and 26 feet in length, and it's buried 26 feet into the ground. So the top of the mortar is just flush with the surface, and that provides a real level of comfort in terms of safety factor if there should be an accident.
Well, let me ask a follow-up then. Could you give us a quick explanation of maybe some of the mechanics of fireworks? What is a shell? What is a mortar? And how do they all work together?
Yeah, sure. When you're going to shoot a large firework, you have to have a mortar that's sufficient to handle the explosion. The components of this, and really the critical parts of this project, is you determine the weight of the shell, and then that leads you to, with a formula, to how much blast needs to be deposited and lit off underneath the shell to project it out. And keep in mind, this isn't a rocket, so there's no engine that continues to power this thing. It's just like a gun, and when the explosion goes off underneath the shell, it sends the shell out at approximately 300 miles an hour. We've put Doppler radar on the edge of the mortar in the past for our fireworks, and that's the speed that we've seen. In any event, the second and most critical part of this firework is that you must put a timed fuse inside the shell, which gets lit at the same time the explosion occurs. And that timed fuse is calculated to burst the firework, explode the firework up in the air at the apex of its flight. So it's very critical that you have the right time, and you must determine, and it's very difficult. And we have two experts, Eric Krug and Jim Widman, who work on this using their computers, and they figure out with 2,797 pounds how much explosive to put underneath it and how long the time fuse needs to be to have it explode at the apex. We'll be putting comets on the outside of the shell, which will have the spectators and all of us able to see the shell as it takes off and goes on its flight. And then, of course, it will burst with white comets with red stars at the end of them, if we're successful.
How far away do you think people will be able to see this?
You know, we've had sightings from past fireworks as far as 15 miles away, as well as the sound. And we expect that I have filed and have confirmed a NOTAM, that's a notice to airmen, and we predict that the shell will be between a half and three-quarters of a mile above ground when it goes off, and it's fairly high from the bottom of the town because we're up most of the way up the hill of Emerald Mountain. I think about 15 miles is safe. I tell my friends in California and my friends in Europe to look towards Steamboat at around 8:30 on the 8th, and maybe they'll see it. But that's just a joke because it's likely not to be seen or heard more than about 15 miles away.
Tim Borden is project manager for Steamboat Fireworks. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.